Welcome. Today's meditation is a lesson on non-resistance. Of course, you've heard the quote by Lao Tzu, "Nothing on earth can overcome an absolutely non-resistant person." So as you may know, I also have a 5-year-old son, and I'm being as mindful as possible to make sure he lives his best life while we are getting my daughter back to perfect health. And that can be really challenging if I'm with my son and he has all this 5-year-old boy energy and spunk, and I'm feeling exhausted by everything going on. How do I show up for my son? When you come up against life's most intense emotions, one thing I'm learning little by little, don't fight the emotions. Don't push them away or wish them away. Sit with them, breathe with them, feel them, and they naturally subside. Eckhart Tolle said, "Non-resistance is the key to the greatest power in the universe." I find that quote intriguing because it doesn't tell you what the greatest power in the universe is. So let's come back to that. This morning, my daughter was having a few difficult moments. Most of the day, she's good, she's happy, she's filled with spit and vinegar. But those few moments when she's not, my heart aches. And I know that's part of the process of getting her better. You go through all this. So today's Mother's Day. My son and I go out for a little spin in the car, and I'm a little sad because when we left, my daughter was in a funk, so I was in a funk. And my son and I are into different things at this stage in life. I'm into sports. He's into building stuff, how things work. So that's tricky if I'm in an emotional funk and feeling sad, because my son and I don't always have our go-to thing that we do, and it can be hard to connect at times. So this morning, we're in the car on a little drive, and the instrument light comes on. It says, my tire pressure's low. So we pull into the gas station. I have to fill my tire. My son loves this kind of stuff. Mind you, I'm the least mechanical person on the planet. I put on my gloves, my mask. I get to the air machine, plug it into my tire. My son is looking through the window, riveted. He wants to know what's going on. I get back in the car. We wait for the car's computer to tell us the updated air pressure of that tire. Lo and behold, I did it wrong. I actually drained air from the tire instead of filling the tire. So when you're emotionally raw, as I am right now, and you've got a feisty 5-year-old in the back of the car filled with energy, this could go both ways. I could get real impatient real quick. We've got to get a flat tire fixed on Mother's Day. Or I can release the pressure and roll with it. And that's what happened. We made this into a father-son adventure. We went and got my son's gloves and mask. We went to Ace Hardware and got a pressure gauge. We filled the tire together. He loved it. We bonded in a way that we usually don't bond. Every moment of every day is a lesson in non-resistance. Let emotions come and let them go. Let challenges come, let them go. Let the good and bad moments come and let them go. This morning I woke up to a really spirited email from somebody who said, quote, "Kids are amazing and so resilient. So just remember, even in your daughter's harder days, she will bounce back." And I'm learning that same lesson in real time, on the fly. So when Eckhart Tolle says, non-resistance is the key to the greatest power in the universe, that power is being awake and alive, willing to feel life fully. Some other great advice I received: when you're feeling difficult emotions, they're part of what fuels our engine, keeps us going. So the question I have for you today, what is something that's coming up for you? Something that you might tend to resist and therefore make much messier and stickier than it needs to be? And can you come to that with non-resistance? Take a moment to get more comfortable. Let's come to our centering thought, living in a state of surrender. Surrendering to feelings, surrendering to challenges, surrendering to the healing process. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Living in a state of surrender. If your attention wandered, living in a state of surrender. coming back to the moment. Something I've been learning in real time, how to roll with it. Because when you're emotionally raw, even the little things can hit hard. And yet, even the little things offer practice and non-resistance. Living in a state of surrender. Surrendering to feelings. Surrendering to challenges. Surrendering to the healing process. Living in a state of surrender. See you tomorrow. Peace.